When he got to Smithfield, the king could see the rebels camped on the west side of the field and the royal party on the east. Wat Tyler rode over to Richard, got off his little horse, knelt very briefly, not very convincingly, but then shakes his hand and calls him brother. "Why will you not go home?" asked the king rather plaintively, to which Tyler responded with a loud curse and a set of demands. The most important was for a new Magna Carta, this time for the ordinary people. It would abolish serfdom, it would liquidate the property of the church, it would offer a general pardon to all outlaws. And if all this wasn't radical enough, it would make every man equal below the level of the king. Now, to all this, Richard answered yes, perhaps crossing his fingers behind his back. And maybe Wat Tyler was so amazed by the concession, he didn't quite know what to do next. So an eerie silence settles over everybody on the field, broken only by Tyler asking for a flagon of ale. He gets it, he downs it, he gets back onto his mount, a big man on a little horse. And at that moment, history changed. There was someone on the king's side who had not been reading the script, or perhaps was just unable to take the humiliation any longer.